Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
A state Senate committee has approved an increase in Missouri's fuel taxes to pay for roads and bridges, but House Republican leaders have said they'd prefer not to increase taxes. Representative Todd Richardson wants to find some money in the state's budget, but there are no details of a plan yet.
What I wanted to do is have something that we could work on as a House effort to try to get the ball rolling and get some projects done, and that was the cost-sharing proposal. Obviously, we've got to find some revenue to put into that program, and we'll work through that with the budget process.
Legislators began work last week on the budget for the fiscal year that begins on July 1st. Several bills are being sponsored in the Missouri legislature this year that Democrats say would ensure pay equality between men and women.
Missouri law already requires equal pay for equal work among men and women. But Wendy Doyle with the Women's Foundation says a 2014 report by the foundation shows that Missouri women were paid 71 cents for every dollar a man makes. She supports Senator Scott Sifton's bill that would allow the recovery of underpaid wages based on gender discrimination.
Our research shows that we are losing a combined total of $8 billion due to this wage gap.
Ray McCarty with Associated Industries of Missouri opposes the measure.
One of the groups that pushes this idea talked about their successes in comparing wages, and they had compared school head secretaries with audiovisual technicians. They compared registered nursing assistants with plumbers.
Four House Democrats are sponsoring bills this session addressing gender pay inequality. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The National Weather Service says warm air aloft will spare most of the state from heavy snows this week. The northwest quarter of Missouri could see about an inch of snow. The rest of the state will see rain. Up to 8 inches of snow is expected in Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Kansas. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The House has sent two batches of ethics reform proposals to the state Senate, and some ethics proposals could soon be debated by the full Senate. House Democrats want a debate of campaign contribution limits. The chairman of the House Committee Handling Ethics Bills, Jay Barnes of Jefferson City, says it will be brought up.
I will probably hold a hearing on a campaign contribution limit bill at some point, and that hearing hasn't been scheduled.
The House has passed bills that would ban lobbyist gifts to legislators, keep elected officials from becoming lobbyists immediately after leaving office, and make several other ethics reforms. Two Joplin area residents are wanted by police in Alabama in connection with a home invasion and kidnapping. Authorities are looking for 31-year-old Blake Fitzgerald and 31-year-old Brittany Harper. They're considered to be armed and dangerous. They dropped off the unharmed kidnapping victim at a hospital and fled. The incident happened yesterday morning near Birmingham. You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.